better yesterday than we may have thought he would, and then came in today and he said he was right.
How important of a role does he play in helping to shape this young group of guys that's here right now?
Above all his play, so performance is the number one factor. He comes to the rink with an energy. Like he might be a little crusty sometimes after some games, but he brings an energy into the room every single day. He's talking on the ice. He's talking in the locker room. He's giving the equipment guys a hard time. He brings an energy level that's really consistent. There may not be a whole lot. The biggest thing that kids, young players learn when they come in is that there's something every day. There's a practice every day or a meeting every day. And then the big one is every night, every game that you play, you have to get to a certain level. So he's got a really big personality in that room, and his energy level is fantastic. He doesn't come in and have a real quiet day ever, which is great for us.
Coach, can you give us any updates on Peluso, Stewart,
yes,
Ehlers, Armia, are any of them back
on the
ice?
All right, so just keep giving me the list. We'll go
okay,
one by one.
Okay, Peluso.
Okay, so Anthony had surgery on his shoulder. We're looking at 16-week recovery. Very successful. But he won't be back on the ice for an awfully long time. There's not much he can do with that. Next guy.
Mark Stewart.
Stewart is back skating, and this is just we're waiting for a bone to heal. And as soon as that, so he can get pushed harder now on the ice because he can. The day that the doc says his injury is healed, then he's playing the next day. He's back in the lineup because we'll be able to push him real hard right up to that point.
Nick Ehlers.
So had his appointment on Thursday. Went very, very well. The next block of time is a 7-day block time coming to this coming Thursday where he has very, very light activity. So he was on the ice this morning in equipment on his own. It's all about heart rate. We're not pushing him right now. If everything goes very well the next Thursday, it's going to be okay. We can increase the activity and the blood flow and get everything going. Where it goes after that, I'm not sure. My general assessment is things are going really well right now. We're very, very happy with his injury.
So he's
his progress.
Even if it goes perfectly between now and next Thursday, he's not a player next Friday?
Correct.
Joel Armia?
5-7, and that's a guess. He's back on the ice. Days. Sorry, yeah. No, I hear you. No, he's back skating. I'm going to say probably closer to the 7. As soon as we got to wait till we can get full contact on him, and then after that we'll kind of assess how that. So we'll get to a point where I'm saying it's day-to-day where he's coming back to the rink, but he's 5-7 days for me on that.
And how much have you pondered your team's psyche in the last, say, 2 weeks? You've had a number of games where you've been competitive and close, and you just can't seem to find a goal to tie a game or win a game. It's almost getting like Groundhog Day in these instances.
Right.
Are you worried about how you have to talk to them because it's a close but no call on so many nights?
Okay, so let's change the word worried about how I talk to them. I'm aware of what they're going through, and we don't want to let the opportunity to fully go through it pass us. So we'll talk about the fact that we like the energy level. There's a lot of things that we like. That there's parts of our game that we don't like and we need to fix that and get yourself mentally to that point that you can be responsible for a big chunk of what happens on that ice, and we want to be responsible for that. Whether we're cracking the inside or the outside of posts, or you like a call or you don't like a call, and the outcome of it. I mean, that whether you're in first place like Washington or you're in our situation, I don't know if rhetoric is the right word, but the words are almost all the same. Take care of the process. It's how you play. It's how you play. It's important for both of those teams and both those groups. How we play is important. So that you are getting something out of difficult situations, that we get closer to our game instead of further away. So I'm almost less careful in terms of, say, how kind you are or forgiving because they're younger. We want to identify that 5-minute stretch in every game and not let it happen where you say, okay, well, and I've said it to you before, but you know, the other team did a good job, or and they've got some players on that team that are pretty good. We aren't measuring ourselves against their lineup. That block of the game we didn't control. Why? What are the things we need to fix to control it? So at some point, I mean, with the exception of the team that won the president, somebody's going to have to beat a team. You're going to have to beat a team that's better than you at some point. So that's what we're training for right now.